How should reporters cover a president who makes stuff up? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Back in the old days, it was the news media that held the president accountable. But once Donald Trump takes office, with his Facebook and Twitter following as big as a network news organization, it'll be the president who holds the media accountable. And it has reporters wondering what the ground rules will be. Here's Emily Bazelon, who writes for the New York Times.
We're seeing in Donald Trump, I would say, an unprecedented level of attacking the press for doing its basic job.
And in that kind of atmosphere, she says, reporters have to decide just how brave they want to be.
Do you simply say, well, Trump claims X, even if you know that X is false? Or do you start off in this very challenging way with a headline that says Trump falsely claims that millions of people voted?
Well, so far, if we're talking about the Trump tweet alleging vote fraud, I think the answer is pretty clear.
Donald Trump falsely says he won the popular vote when the truth is he's actually losing Hillary Clinton by more than 2 million votes and counting.
Donald Trump is showing signs tonight of being a sore winner. He's now throwing out blatant and baseless allegations on Twitter.
He said he only lost the popular vote because of millions of people who voted illegally, a false charge he appeared to pick up from a conspiracy website.
And then there was the California Secretary of State, Alex Padilla.
Significant allegations with no proof, no evidence. If you have it, Team Trump, bring it.
Did he say bring it? Watch your Twitter feed, America. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.